For the excellence of your truth, our Abba, it is mighty. And it reveals unto Israel the hidden mysteries of our Abba. And as we gather here in this solemn time of this Shabbaton, to the certain sound as we prepare for the battle that is ahead, as the shofar rings the sound. A certain sound of the battle, as we prepare our minds here in the Bayit of our Abba, as the enemy come against Israel with the onslaught of this dark enmity that has entrenched itself in the mind of man, that flesh has rose to the occasion, that it denies the power of the mitzvah, the commands, the Torah power of our Abba, and has supplanted the truth, Ha'amat, with its own bylaws and conditions. But we know that your Amat is everlasting. So we come before you, our Abba, in the Ruah of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb. We do bow in your presence. We do seek your truth today, Yah. We ask that you pour out your Ruah in the midst of Israel. We may stand fast. We may be steadfast in this way that has all been ordained by your Son, the Ben Adam HaMashiach, the Lamb. We will not relinquish the whole fast of your truth here. We shall hold fast to every scintilla of your truth. We denounce every power and hidden workings of darkness that has disguised itself in some religious form. We denounce it. We plead the blood of HaMashiach, Yeshua, against it. We bind every vile, corrupt, sadistic spirit of darkness. We curse it in Yeshua's mighty name, that from the roots, the strength and the love, the appetite that one has for it will be dried up in Yeshua's mighty name. That there may be liberty among Israel. We declare the liberties of our Abba today. For Shatan has no power over the remnant seed of Israel. We declare that. The mighty name of Yeshua the Lamb, we stand on it. By the Emunah that you are placed in the Lamb of Israel. For we shall trust you. We will believe you, Yah. We shall recognize you in all things. We gather here to seek you, our Abba, to worship you in Ruah and in Emet. So help us. For we are a people that need help today. We need your strength and your virtue. We need the character of Yahshua HaMashiach. We need the power of your Ruah dwelling in us all. As we gather here together in this solemn assembly, we do want to pray for little Jayla, Yah. We know that you're the healer. We trust you. We don't deny you, Yah, so we ask your healing power. The healing heart of our Abba to rest mightily upon her. Heal her of heart, her father's heart. Touch her mightily today. We ask you to strengthen her Ima, her mother. Yahshua's mighty name. We pray for your strength and your assurance. Deliver Sister Dot today. We ask that you strengthen them there in Yahshua's mighty name. Help us, Yah, for we need you. For our brothers and sisters listening today, via the live stream, we pray for them. You will bless their homes. Every home will be enriched by the power of your immense. That deliverance may be brought in the midst of their homes. Your healing power as they gather. Brother Michael, Sister Michael, and Brother Alex, you strengthen them, I pray. Brother Jerry and Sister Maria as they travel. We ask your strength upon Brother Martin, his family, Sister Melissa, Brother Henry and his wife. And we ask you to bless and enrich Brother Jerome James and strengthen, I pray, Sister Hawkins and my precious brother there in Jamaica, Brother Firan, and all those that gather with him today to hear the word of Imat. We ask everyone that is listening, Yah, that you will cause their ears to come alive. We ask your blessing and strength upon my precious brother Paul Nishan. Brother Jerome James, you strengthen them today. And every home that is tuned into this broadcast, every listener that is listening, Yah, we ask you to strengthen them. Enrich our precious brother, Pastor Person and his wife, Sister Mary, and look upon their children, we pray. The brothers there in Ghana, Pastor Aji, and the precious daughters that will be here soon, Yah. We bless you for the finished works that are being done, so strengthen them, I pray. Bless everyone, Pastor Babu there in India. What conditions our brothers live in, Yah, of great poverty. Yet there is a tremendous pressing, striving for the Emet of Yah. Strengthen Brother Stephen there. In Nukura, Kenya, Yahweh. And the letters we receive, the emails from those that need strength, we pray for them all. Every home, let it be strengthened today. And let it be enriched by the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray in that name. For in the power of that name is to reveal the bosom of our Abba. So we come before you in that name. The only name given on the Hashemayim, whereby we must be saved. And we are delivered today to worship you, to bless you. We are delivered to barak you and to call upon the beauty of your name. We shall do it this day and sing and shout the victorious victory in Yahshua. We shall declare it, Israel shall declare with a shout of the praises unto you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Way! Hallelujah! Way! Hallelujah! Way!
Hallelujah!
Word you, Almighty Yahweh, through the veil of Yahshua HaMashiach, we do have our rest this Shabbaton. Day of great delight, the time whereby we intercede, that you may hear our voices more clearly. They are not interrupted by the toil of labor, the mind being diverted on things that the flesh cares for. But on the Shabbaton of our Abba, this Shabbat, we enter into your presence to bring oblations of Torah unto our Abba. Because we do Yada, we know and appreciate you, Yah. We do Yada, our Abba. So as we come before you with the gift, the offering, the sacrifice of Torah, how pure it sounds and how simple. We do Torah, Yah, for we Barak. We bless our Abba for the fullness of his blessings that he has poured out into Israel, that we are contented with the shalom of our Abba, for we are full with the living bread of life, HaMashiach. Ensure the abundance of Torah flow from our lab today. So we say in the America vernacular, thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. For Yahshua the Lamb, the hope of Israel. Let this order be based upon your dictates this day. That everything that is said may be life, may cause the refreshing and the vigorness of HaMashiach, the love of your people to come alive. So we brought you today. Keep us all, I pray. In Yahshua's mighty name we come before you. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yivaraj. Yikat, the blessings of Yah upon you. Shalom. May Yah bless you. It was a wonderful thing to come into the presence of our Abba. The beauty of that is to know that he is in the midst of the remnant, the Zira, the seed of Israel. Israel must be identified. It cannot be based upon some form of superficialism and some form of doctrine that is based upon the depravity of the mindset of man. But it must be based upon the simplicity of Torah revelation, which HaMashiach revealed unto Israel, and only unto Israel was the emet, the truth of Yahweh, imparted. We have a tremendous amount of subsets today. They have gone about to establish their own laws that are not based upon the power of Torah. They've gone about to establish their own righteousness, but it's not the Tzaddik of Almighty Yahweh. For the Tzaddik of Yah expresses the very character of whom he is. You have this mindset that has been formed by the mutating powers of darkness that Shaitan has caused the mind, man, because they have rejected truth. They have a superficial religious aura, but is not based upon the power of Almighty Yahweh. You will hear many today that say, oh, I love, quote, God, unquote. And even in that expression, they do not know what they are saying. For the scripture must show us and tell us what the Ahava of Yah is. It is not based upon man's traditions. It is not based upon the Baptist love, because it's different than the Methodist love. Baptists love Baptists. Methodists love Methodists. Pentecostals love Pentecostals. Black folks love black folks. And white folks love white folks. And Jews love Jews. No, that is not the Ahava of Almighty Yahweh. What a man says he loves Yah is more than an expression. And if it's not according to what Scripture says is the Ahava Yah, he is a deceived man. And he is a liar. And he walks not in the truth of Almighty Yahweh. We must understand the preciseness, the purity of Scripture. It is a simple expression of Almighty Yahweh. Because he had to deal with the mind that was corrupt and removed away from him. So he cannot go into deep analogues to express his power unto man. So he did it in the simplest form. By a living word. Yahshua the Lamb. That he redeemed the house of Israel. And even those from the foundation of the world. Strangers and proselytes that Yahweh had ordained to make the fullness of the house of Israel because many of the Israelites had rejected the birth of the Brits, the covenant of Almighty Yah. I would have began with a simple scripture. And this is going to lay the parameter of one word that I want to deal with today. It is amazing how the English vernacular, how that one word has an assortment of meanings. Yah is going to take his people back to the pure language. When he spoke unto Abraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov, he spoke by the pure language of his bosom. He did not speak by some contorted, twisted language like the English vernacular. It is a twisted form. It has no depth. It is a pagan language. It has stole and borrowed from every language of the world, incorporated idioms and every forms of vernacular to come up with one simple word, but not Yah. Every word that he spoke came from his bosom. Brothers and sisters, friends and enemies, we must understand what Torah teaches us. And without that, you have no discipline or understanding of Almighty Yahweh. That is why you find in what we call Christendom, they will say unto you, you do not need the old covenant. Then how do you understand the principles of Yah? You can never. For what covenant, what book, stroll, did Hamashiach declare the power of Yah from? He declared it from the Tanakh. And so did Shaul, and so did Thomas, and Bartholomew. All of them declared the power of Yah from the scroll, from the Tanakh. And we must go to the Bereshit, the beginning of all things, in order to understand Yah. I want to show us something here in the book that we are not familiar with because there is no great desire and love for it. HaMashiach says in Yochanan, John chapter 8, verse 42, I do want you to give diligent attention to what Yah speaks. As Deacon Horn reminded us, we must remember the things that Yah speaks unto us, because it stirs up the pure mind of HaMashiach by way of remembering what Torah, what Tanakh, what David, what Solomon, the Nabis, taught us. And so our mind must be stirred up. There must be a stirring inside of us. You cannot stir something that is dead. It will not arise. And so there's a living Ahava, the living love of Yahweh in us. When we hear of our Abba, it will cause a great joy to arise in the inward parts. It is almost like a child waiting for the parent of parents. And when they hear that mother or father is near, there's something that rises up in them. And their whole countenance, their expression change, their attitude change. They look for corrections to make sure that they're correct. And in the midst of that, after they have judged themselves and see that there is nothing that will cause the wrath of the parents to be procured upon them, there's a great rejoicing. There's an expression there. And if we say that we know Yah, and if there is not an expression of the greatness of His power that He reveals unto us, you are dead in your transgressions against Torah, you're dead in your sins, and you have been plucked up, and there is no hava in you for the things of Almighty Yahweh. The scripture says in Yochanan chapter 8, verse 42, I want to begin reading. This is going to lay the cornerstones of the centrality or the central theme that I will deal with today. HaMashiach, as He dealt with those that said that they were of the house of Israel, men say that I am a Yodim, I am a Israelite, I am a Caucasian, I am an African American, but I am a son of Almighty Yahweh. I have been purchased and redeemed by the dam of the blood, Yeshua HaMashiach. And so these that thought they knew the word of Yah, they did not know what Yah had spoken unto His house. And so they wanted to debate Him and strive against Him. That's this generation. We love to strive against Yah. We do not strive toward Him, but we strive against Him. We resist what He commands us. We will say that it's antiquated. It has no bearings on my life. He is the same one that made Adam. It is the same one that has brought you forth out of the belly of the womb of your Ima. He has not changed. Neither has His word changed. Because every word He speaks is a word of power. It has life and it brings death as well. So HaMashiach says, He said unto them, if Yahweh were your Abba, if He was the one that you took delight in, the one whereby you rest in His bosom, if He is the one that has procured you, if He is the one that has betrothed you, if He is the one that has brought you into His bosom, He said, you would ahava, you would love Me. For I proceed forth, and I came from Yahweh. He declares this, neither came I of my own ability, of my own accord, but He sent me. He commanded, He commissioned me, and He sent me forth by His authority. Because I came from Him, I proceeded out. If a word proceeds out of your lev, then it identifies with what's in you. So HaMashiach proceeded out of the Abba. He came forth out of the bosom of our Abba. He is the living word of Yah. He is the strength of the character and the dynamics of Almighty Yahweh. So I came forth from Him. Now the profoundness is here. He says, why do you not understand Shemak? Why can you not perceive? Why is there no revelation? Why is there no knowledge, no da'at, daughter of Me? Why is it you do not understand, Shemak, My words, My speech? And He says, even because you cannot hear My words. You cannot understand, you cannot Shemak, you cannot perceive that this is from the bosom of Almighty Yah. This is not based upon some natural, biological form that you see. And there is where the people mess up with Yah. Based upon some physical personality, but it's not. It is something that is far greater and far deeper than that. Because if you do not, or if I do not meet your expectations or your specs, then you are not legitimate. But He would declare unto them, I am the legitimacy of Yahweh. And without Me, Yah has no legitimacy at all. He said, I'm what legitimized the power of the Mighty One. I proceed out from Him. I came from His bosom. You cannot hear. You cannot shemak. You cannot understand because there's a reason. You don't know Yah. You cannot understand the power of His purpose. The Torah is rejected today. And there's a reason why. He says in the next verse, He says, you are of your father. You are of your Ava, the devil. And the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And this is profound here. And he stayed or abode not in the truth. Now we must stop there and find out what truth is. You must understand what is the dynamics of truth. And that we declared in Psalms 119, 142, for the Tzedekah of Yah is an everlasting Tzedekah. And he declares, and that your Torah is the truth. There is no truth beside the Torah. You cannot have truth without Torah. For thy Torah is the Amat. It is revealing power and the purpose of the one who created us. So Raman says that he's here from here. Raman says he loves him and knows him. When a man says he understands him and he rejects and refuses Torah, he is a deceiver, a liar. I don't care who he or she is, they are under the bondage of their father. For he did not love Torah. He did not abide in the statutes, the disciplines, the ordinances of Almighty Yah. And Hamashiach says to that crowd of Yaldim, you are of your devil. You have the ruah of your devil. Of your father. And when a man doesn't abide in the Torah, he walks in the spirit of darkness. He is birth of the powers of hell. I don't care who the man is. I don't care what the woman says. She can have a verbal expression. It means nothing at all. It has no value, no power. I don't care about the veracity of one's voice. It has no power at all. He declared the sign of those that are of their father, the devil. He said he abode not in truth. He did not stay in the Torah. He had no love for the Torah. He had no appetite for the Torah. And so we see today this Jezebel, this whore that has proceeded out of the bosom of a dragon. This religious dog she is. And is based upon the power of what we call Christianama. They reject Torah. And yet they all say they love God, don't they? We're going to find out what Scripture says. Hallelujah. I will not skip one beat. I will not leave one stone unturned. And nothing will be missing. But will all add up at the end when we conclude the matter. We will see whether Scripture is legitimate or whether it is a false mythical form of some religious practice, an ecclesiastic form of God worship. It's not based upon that. That is not the strength of Almighty Yahweh. He says to them, you are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father will you do. This is a world that is full of lust. It is a wicked world. The mind is deluded and polluted. When a man does the things of the world, when one is captivated by the spirit of the world, they've been led by their own father, the devil. And the lust of their father will they do. And the lust of Shaltan was that he rejected Torah and he rebelled against Almighty Yahweh. He was a murderer. He hated the presence of Yah, like you hate the presence of your brothers and your sisters from the beginning. He did not stay. He did not abide. He did not allow his life to rest in the Torah. Why? Because there is no Torah or no truth in him. And this is a generation, these whorehouses, they have no Torah in them. They defy Torah. They reject Torah. They say that it is not relevant. It is not pertinent for this time. They're full of lies. They're full of lies and corruption. They're of their father, the devil. It says when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. They have gone about to establish their own righteousness. They have not gone about to establish the Tzedekah of Yah. They have gone about to establish their own righteousness. The Jezebelites, this religious whore, the women are consumed by it, so are the men. They're effeminate, they have not the strength or the character of Yahweh, but they have the strength of an effeminate thing. And no family man is going into the kingdom. He must have the authority of the headship of Yeshua HaMashiach. And he must walk in that authority that he did all things to please Yah. And so must the man. To hell with son, daughter, mother and kinfolk. Please Yah. Scripture gives us an account of one that rejected the power of Torah. And he caused his sons to rebel against Yah, Elah, Phinehas and Hophni. And he strengthened their damnable rebelliousness. And he caused them to commit whoredom in the house of Israel because they have refused the Torah. He will not straighten their ways, but he condescended and compromised with their vileness. They will not stand on the strength of Torah and on the power of Torah. And so it is today. There's a partiality to Torah. And so you go to these Jezebel houses, there's a partiality there. Remember the Shabbat at Kibbutz Kodash. They will not do that. Do not take the name of our Abba in vain. And they think they're going into the kingdom in hell. And I said they shall lift their damnable good eyes. And when one rejects the simplicity of Yah's truth, you know that that is a spirit of hell. I don't care how religious they may seem. I don't care how pious they may be. I don't care how they regard themselves as being one that is pristine. They're full of their religious piety, and it is not the strength of Almighty Yah. Get what they say. It means nothing. These Yahdims came to HaMashiach. Who give you the authority? Who are you? He said, you can't hear me because you're certainly not of the seed of Abraham. You of your father, he told them who their Avat is. He said, you of your father, Shatan. He lusts against Yah. He despises Torah. He has no love for the truth. And this generation doesn't want to know the truth. It has no hava for the truth. Because truth takes us into the direction that Yah has ordained for us. And that is what Torah does. That is why HaMashiach cannot reject Torah. Because he would be diametrically opposed to Yah. What is the roadmap that he had? He had to be God from the very sight of Yah. He did not come to create anything new. He came to show us the power and the dynamics of what was already there. Just the corruption of this vile mindset that is enmity against Yah. And it takes a sword, it takes a battle like us, evangelists, one will often say, to break it down. It takes a battle axe, and it must be brought down. You can't be careful. You must inflict blows. And the blows must be inflicting blows. They must inflict. They must. Hallelujah. This whore doesn't want that. He was a liar from the beginning. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. For he is a liar and the father of lies. He did not dwell or stay in the truth. Ha'emet. We must understand, as I said, Scripture must tell us what the truth is. And there is no verse in Scripture as plain as Tehillim, Psalms 119 and 142. For the Tzedekah of Yah is an everlasting Tzedekah. And his Torah is Ha'emet. And that is the truth. And so he did not dwell in the Torah of Yah. So is this generation. He will not dwell in the Torah. And HaMashiach says, and because I tell you some truth, tells what? I tell you the truth. Oh, the truth, you believe me not. Because one speaks from the Torah, it is appalling to think that this ignorant jackass generation, to have a book of that size, and yet they go from certain things in the Torah and they pick out the things that are delicious unto them. What damnable hypocrisy and what sheerness of conscience of that vile serpent of hell. Man shall not live by bread alone, But by every word that comes out of the bosom of Almighty, did Hamashiach come out of his bosom? Did he speak what Yah commanded him? So we must live by every word that he speaks. Not some. You cannot be partial to what Yahweh commands us. It is the life. It is the bosom of Yahweh, what he speaks to us. It comes from his bosom. Every word that he speaks is life. His true servants take refuge in what he speaks. What word that die we take refuge in? So the word of Yah has changed? It has not changed. These Jezreelites will go to Psalms 23, and at every one of their pagan death celebrations, they will read that. And yet they will not go to Psalm 16:4, where he declares his name. And to call upon that magnificent name. And to sing to that name. What a Jezebel, what a spirit of corruption. It's a vile spirit in the land today. It's vile because there is a power that has arisen. And there's a power in the earth that it is entrenched. And these are things that in the weeks and the months to come, we're going to see what Scripture says. I said to Deacon Horn on Wednesday, I said, you know, Deacon Horn, there are many things that I study and I see in Scripture. But it's difficult to share with the people of Yah because we must always regress almost back to the elementaries of things. It is time that we desire strong meat. It is time out that we drink the milk and the sincerity of the truth because we know that Yah is sincere in what he says. We need the strong things. We need the things of Yah that bring vitality and power unto us. Not us looking like some initiated thing that their lives are dismal and there is no inspiration at all. It says difficult to speak unto the house of Israel because they harden their resolve. They don't want to hear. Speak to me, Yah. Speak the words of life to me. Because I speak Torah to you, he spoke the life of the Torah to those wicked Yahdim. They could not understand that because they had a letter that gave strength and honor to their flesh. They wore their plasters and said, look at me. The Pharisees fasted the market and said, I fast for 3 days. You look like a hog, man. You should have fasted for 40 days. And they made great reference and esteemed themselves as being great spiritual dynamos. And they were weak ones. They had not the power of the truth. He said, I speak unto you the truth. I present unto you the truth. You cannot hear it. You cannot believe me. Because your daddy never believed me in the beginning. He never believed in the power of my truth or whom I am. Because I was the bosom of my Abba when he was made. I was there. When he was brought forth, I was there. They reject the truth of Yah. Because it is certain that the truth makes us free from every religious obligation. We're free to worship and to serve our Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 47 of the same verse. I want to skip one. He says this. Hamashiach says, he that is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's word. I ask us a question. What words could they hear at that time? What scroll, book, what did he preach from or declare the power of Yah from? He that is of Yahweh will hear. He hears the words of Yahweh. He said, you therefore hear them not because you are not of Yahweh. I don't care if it's your daddy. I don't care if it's your mama, your grandmama, your granddaddy. It makes no difference at all. When one will not hear Torah, they are not of Yahweh. I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's dung. How religious they may seem. I don't care about their works that we call, quote, good, unquote. They have no value at all. Because their works are as filthy rags. They're based upon the carnality of one and one's personality. And you esteem that one and you don't esteem Almighty Yah. The works that Hamashiach did, they brought manifestation of the power of the name of Yahweh. And man esteemed Yah. Let every man see the light of HaMashiach in us. Let the light of HaMashiach so shine in us that men may see the tough work of Yah and that they may honor your Abba. They may honor your Abba. And that's not the case today. He said, you cannot hear this Torah teaching because you're not of Yahweh. They will not receive the Shabbat. They will not acknowledge that. They will not acknowledge His name because they are not of Yah. They are not the seed, the zira of Yahweh. They are their father. They cannot walk in Torah. They cannot walk in truth. They despise truth. They reject the order of Yah. They reject the statutes, the limitations of Yah. They reject the ordinance, the principles of Almighty Yahweh. They reject that. They cannot walk in it. Because they are of the spirit of this world, of this Bohemian, as it would be in the Aramaic, this Bohemian, this dragon power that is allured, and drew the minds of the people under that satanic charge. It is a satanic charge. When a nation and a people reject Torah, I don't care if it's the land of Israel, Palestine, I do not care if it's Lebanon, I don't care if it's America, when a nation and a people reject Torah, there is a Bohemoth, a spirit of Shatan that has taken power in that land, and that is the scepter of the strength of the people. The lust of their flesh or the lust of their father will they do. Is this not a lustful nation? Does it not lust for more? No one is contented. No one is satisfied. No one is pleased. No one wants to do what Yah commands. Because they don't know what pleases Yahweh. For the Baptists got away that they say please Him. The line of apostolics got away that say they please Him. The corrupt Episcopalians and the Unitarians, they got away that say please Him. But there is only one way that please Yah. And it must be found in the teaching of Torah, the revelation of Torah, Yahshua HaMashiach. As Brother Paul Nisan said to us, there's only one page in the book that must be ripped out. And that is the one that tries to bring a dichotomy between the covenant or the power of the covenant of Almighty Yahweh. It must be made known. We must understand what Yahweh has purposed for Israel. And Yah has purposed this. Hallelujah. He did not abide in the Torah because he was a liar. And when one say that they love Yah and abide in Torah, and the light of Torah does not shine for them, they're liars. Well, that's my mother, she's a liar. That's my daughter, she's a liar. That's my son, he's a liar. I don't care who it is. But that's my granddaddy. He's a liar. I will make it plain as I go. Challenge Yahweh. Don't even try to challenge me. Challenge Him. Take the scripture and see where there's fallacy in it. And see where it is not a sequential order in what I speak to you today. Turn quickly to Shemoth. And Shemoth, Exodus 16. Exodus 16, 28. I will declare what the book says. It says in Exodus Shemoth 16:28. It said, and Yahweh, does it say that in your text? Yes. And Yahweh, is He the one that said this? And Yahweh said to Moshe, does it say that?
Yes.
Does it say that?
Yes.
Does it say David Roberts said or you said? It said, and Yahweh said unto Moshe. Look what he says now. How long? Refuse you? How long do you reject? Now those that reject truth, he said, how long refuse you to keep? And that is Shema. I want to emphasize that one word, to keep. He said, how long? How long will you refuse to Shema, not Shemaka, but Shema, to keep? Now I want to express what it means in the Aramaic, all right? I have this here. To Shema. It means this. It means to guard, to keep watch, and to ward off anything that come against it. you stand the fight against it. Are we not set for defense of the message of HaMashiach? Is he not the power of the living Torah? To ward off, to protect, fiercely, to retain, to treasure up, to know the treasure of it, to observe, to be careful, to always let it be the most central thing in your thinking, in your mind, to celebrate it, to celebrate what Yah says, to pay heed, to give strict attention, to take care. We must take care of the Torah. He says, to beware, it is to be kept, and it is not only to guard, but it is to be guarded. Now that is what Shama is. Shama. Shama. How long will you refuse? How long will you refuse? How long will you reject to keep or Shema, to guard, to protect, to be conscious, aware of, he says, my mitzvah, my commands, my instructions, my disciplines. How long will you refuse to do that? He says, and my Torah, my law, my instructions, my disciplines, how long will you refuse to keep that? This is a nation that has not Shema, the Torah of Yah. This is a generation refuse the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah. The mitzvah says, do not have a God. Do not make images of gods. And America is a god. She is the image of this world or in the minds of its parishioner, America. And then he says unto us, don't take his name in vain. And then he tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kodash. Now that is a part of the mitzvah of Yah. And from that he has ordinance and statutes and disciplines that we walk in. And what a man has that in his life, those things that he has written there, they will come alive. And so this is a generation that refused it, doesn't it? He said, how long? This is what Yah says. Now, how long will you refuse to Shema? How long will you refuse to guard, to preserve, to honor, to celebrate what I've spoken unto you? How long will you refuse to do this, Moshe? How long will you refuse to hear me, to regard what I say? How long will you express yourself unwilling? That is what when one is refusing to do something, they're unwilling, isn't it? If we be willing and obedient, as Deacon Horn spoke that profound message unto us, we shall eat the top of the land. Hallelujah. And not only he presented that unto us, that they had more than they literally need because they were willing and obedient. But he said, how long will you be unwilling? How long will you refuse? This is a generation that is unwilling. It refused to hear Yah. Your mama, your daddy, your kinfolks, they refuse to hear Yahweh. They will not hear your words. Why? Because they are not a power or strength in you. Hallelujah. They have no light in you. He tells us to let our light shine, that men may see the power of the tough work of Yah in us, and they will honor you upon. Your works are based on carnal fleshly things and lustful things. Because you have your Abba, he did not dwell in the truth. Jotan dwells not. He doesn't stay in the truth. Or they may skim the truth, but they don't stay in the truth. They don't walk in the truth. Or they may talk about the truth, but they will not stay in the truth. It's the difference between talking about the truth and staying, abiding. They will not abide in the truth. They will have a form that presents some aspects of truth, but they will not abide, they will not stay in the truth. I don't care if it's your Baptist mama, your Methodist daddy, your Pentecostal grandmama, it means nothing at all. There's only one way. And a Baptist doesn't walk in Torah. A Methodist doesn't walk in Torah. Hallelujah. Only Yisrael, the seed, the remnant of the Zerah of Yah, will walk in the light. And they will celebrate Torah. Hallelujah. What I think about the tub of Almighty Yahweh and all that he has done for me in HaMashiach, my inward parts of my being celebrates that. I shout hallelujah, Abrakiah, for sending Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. This word is precise. You're not going to choose and pick what you want. He says, Moshe, how long will you refuse? How long will you be unwilling? Now, he used this expression here. He said, how long will you refuse to shema, to God, to watch over? He says, this is my mitzvah. Not yours, not the Baptist mitzvah, not the black man's mitzvah, not the Hebrew Israelites mitzvah, not the Negro or the white man or the Caucasian, not the Yadim. He said, but my mitzvah. That's what he said. I don't care if you're Israel, I don't care who you are. He said, how long will you refuse to keep my? That is an adjective, isn't it? I went to school long enough to know that. And the word my denotes that it is one of possession that has the authority to speak. This is what belongs to me. Isn't that what it means? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He did not say the mitzvah of the Philistines, of the Hittites, Jebusites of Israel. He said, this belongs to me. How long will you refuse to keep my mitzvah? How long will you reject my Torah? This nation has rejected the mitzvah, yeah. It has rejected the Torah. It has trained up a rebellious mind. It has trained up a mindset that rebel against Yah. And it indoctrinates that mindset. It feeds it with lust. Your children are lustful. They cannot have enough. They're not contented. They're not satisfied with nothing. Their hearts are not made fat and rich. And neither you, the wife, is discontent with the husband. The husband doesn't see the beauty of the expression of the body of how much she is wife. So everyone is discontent. Why? Because the world has trained your damned of a wicked mind. And it has not been based on the Torah of Yah, nor have your mind been shaped by the Torah. It has been shaped by the lust of your father, the devil. You can't hear the truth. Truth makes you upset, makes you angry. Well, I don't care what you say, my mama, she's going to hell. Hallelujah. As Yah opened up the gates of darkness on the Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and they all went down alive, even their little babies too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see it that way. Well, I tell you what, Sodom and Gomorrah will testify. And the antediluvian, they will testify as well. How long will you refuse to shema, to God, to preserve, to protect fiercely, fiercely, the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah? How is that this damnable generation says that the latter six are important and the first two, but three and four have no value? It is a twisted, foolish, Jezebel generation. All the tenets of Yah, they're pure. He said, how long will you refuse to do this, to guard what I say, Moshe? Because it's mine. I am the possessor. I am the one that sent this. I am the one that commanded this. And you must obey me. You must. And what has risen up, listen, brothers and sisters, you that are the seed of Israel, I'm going to identify the character, the power, and the true seed, the Zerah, the remnant of the Zerah, of the woman of Israel. It is not what these hypocrites are saying. You got it from the sides of the one that are dark-skinned and black-skinned and brown-skinned. You got it from the ones whose skin is creamy and white and Caucasian. And they're full of hell. They're full of lies. You got it from those that say because of the ritualism and their wear, their long beards, their black hats, their black coats, that the other way, they're full of lies. And they're full of damnable corruption. The seed of Israel is identified. And I'm not afraid to declare it, neither am I afraid to speak it. Hallelujah. Dodah Yah. Dodah. Because of this dragon power of the spirit, this behemoth that has risen up in the world today, and this power rules the entire sphere of the world. It is a G-O power. It rules the whole sphere. I want you to hear what Yochanan says in Gilead, Revelation 12:17. I want you to hear this now. We hear enough folly, but we need to hear the word of Yah. He says this. This is what the Ruah, as the unction and the power of Yahweh as he was there, removed away from all fleshly desires and fleshly battles, that he could just simply cement and hear what Yah says. It says in Gilead 12:17. It says in the dragon, listen now. And this behemoth, this power of hell, was angry or wroth with the woman, the birthplace of Israel, the birthplace of true Israel. And listen to this now, and went to make war, listen carefully, with the remnant of her seed. Now, listen now, which Shammah, not just the seed, but the remnant, the residue, were to make war, to battle in their minds. And everything Shaltan do today is battling in the minds of the remnant. We're doubting Yah. He has no reality to us. He's not real to us. What he says to us is not validated in us. We question everything he says to us. So the power of this Bohemia today and the infrastructure of it, it has risen up to make war against the mind of the remnant of the seed. Just the seed, the remnant, the small residue, just those that Yah knows they are committed. With to make war in their minds, their conscience. And his battle plan, he has pulled out everything. There's nothing. He's going to use your sons, your daughters, your husband, your wife, your mama, your grandmama, your children, your daughters, your sons, to make war against the Zira, the remnant of the Zira of Almighty Yah. Well, who is that remnant? They are identified here. Who is the remnant of the Zira of Yah? He did not make war with everyone. He made war with the remnant of the Zira of Yah. Who are they? Who are this one? Which, it says, doesn't it say that? Which keep, Shema, God, preserve, protect, celebrate, which keep the mitzvah of Yah, and they have the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. He went to make war. This Bohemia is making war against the minds of the people of Yah today. So he's trying them in every kind of way. Know you that the trying of your emunah is more precious than gold? There's nothing more precious than the trying of your emunah. And even in the midst of your great afflictions and trials, he is going to try the minds and the love of the people of the true seed of the remnant of Israel. And that true seed, the true remnant, the seed, the residue of Israel, are they that keep Shema, they guard the Torah of Yah, the mitzvah, and they have the testimony, the living power of Yahshua HaMashiach. So I don't care if a man says he's a Yadim and he has not the living witness of the testimony of Yahshua. He is not a part of the remnant of the Zira, the seed of Almighty Yah. He is not the remnant of Israel. He is not a part of that. I don't care what the color of his skin is. That has no bearing at all. For Israel, the seed, the remnant, is going to be hid. And that is why the enemy, this Bohemian, this power entrenched in the earth today, it is using the strength of the supernatural things. Not using the things of the natural, where you can physically see, but the subliminal things. As they captivate the minds in those spots, little advertisement, words, how they take control of the mind. Isn't that not how the powers are going to rule? Isn't that not how powers rule today? Isn't that now how Mr. Bush captivated this nation and said that a nation had weapons of mass destruction and they have destroyed 740,000 people, babies, children, and every such kind of people that had nothing to do with Saddam, and yet they say there are going to be some collateral damage when you kill folks. It is a damnable Jezebel. She is a whore raised up by this Bohemian, this dragon power. She is the birth and the strength of Babylon. She's here. That's why you're confused. Mamas are confused. Daddies, they don't know how to raise children or instruct them. Why? Because this Bohemian, this spirit today, this Jezebel, has trained you how not to raise them. Because you don't have love. And everyone would say they got, I love God. I love God so much. Oh, I love Jesus. The lion dogs, they don't even love that. I will show us. We'll find out. We'll make Pastor Roberts a liar and make Yahweh truth. Let every man be a liar.
But let Yah be truth. The remnant of the seed. Those that keep the mitzvah of Yah. This is the remnant. He went to make war with the remnant, the residue of the Zira, the seed of Yah, which keep, Shema, which guard, which celebrate, which honors, which observe, which protect, which keep, which Shema, the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah, and those that have the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. There are those that say they keep the Torah, yet they have not the testimony. For without the testimony of Yahshua, the Torah has no power or no life at all. It's nothing but words. And it falls on the carnal mind of man, which can produce nothing. That's why we need the testimony of this life of Yahshua, that mind. And the Torah will produce the power of Almighty Yahweh. Can I ask you a question? When he told Moses to hold up the staff, and the Red Sea began to part, did he speak words to him? Was that not the law of the Torah of his words that demonstrated in a powerful way unto Israel? And that has not changed. But this woman of bold, not in truth, has raised up this bohemian, and this bohemian is based upon lies. America is based upon a fabrication of lies. Everything she speaks, get wrecked, you can have, you fool. You have nothing. Nothing, man. Woman, you possess nothing but a vainless labor that produced what? Nothing but misery and agony and nothing of significance. I have a big house, you have nothing. Period. Nothing. Hallelujah. You possess nothing. So the identity of this house, well, that's not in Torah. Oh, it's in the Torah too, I will show us. She's identified, the remnant of the seed is identified by those that truly keep the Torah. And they shema the Torah. And then they have the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. Well, I don't believe that that's the remnant, preacher. Turn quickly to Jeremiah. This is the true sign and the power of the renewed breath covenant in Israel. This is the power, and that's why this testimony brings this alive. You need the testimony of Yahshua. I don't care what these dogs say. Not the Jesus, but it must be Yahshua. For Yah is the power to Yahshak, to save you. It says in Jeremiah 31 and verse 33. Jeremiah 31:33. The sign and the power of the renewed power of this Brit, this covenant of Yah with Israel. Yah says, but this shall be the Brit, the covenant that I will make with the Bihat. Listen to me. Of Israel. This is the Brit that I shall make with the Bayat of Israel or America. He said Israel, brothers and sisters. He did not say Russia. He did not say Chad. He did not say what we call Africa. He said this is a Brit that I will make with the Bayat, the house, the dwelling place of Israel. Listen carefully. He said after those days, after this Bohemoth rise, and we have seen it from the foundation. We've seen her gain her strength, this dragon, this government, this power of government. See, after those days, says Yahweh, not man, says Yahweh, I will put my Torah in the inward parts and write, I will scribe it, I will engrave it in their levim, in the hearts of Israel. He said, and I will be the Abba. And they shall be my, that adjective again, they shall be my possession. He said, I will write and I will put it in the inward parts and write it in the left. He said, I will put it there because I will shema, I will keep it, I will guard it, I will preserve it, and I will protect it. And the remnant of the house, this will be the breadth that I will make with Israel. I will make with the remnant of the Zira of Israel. For many of the Israelites had fallen off between the time of the diaspora of Mizraim until this point of Jeremiah prophecy. He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to write it there. Hallelujah. This Jezebel nation that has bylaws of the Baptists, they're not the Zira of Yah.
This vile nation that has the bylaws of the Pentecostal that bypass the mitzvah of Yah. I don't give a damn what name they use. I don't care how they call on their damn God and their Jesus or whatever. It has no power at all. Tell them, come and challenge me then. Jezebel's, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to put it there. Now, I don't think if Yahweh puts something in me, I don't think I want to fight against that. And if he writes something, if he takes his hand and says, oh, James, I'm writing this there in your lap, then you'll be a fool to be found kicking against the prick, would you not? So only Israel have the Torah, the power, the life in them because of the testimony of Yahshua. They don't have no true testimony. It's not a true witness of the power of Yah, and it is revealed unto us in Yahshua the Lamb. Not revealed unto you by David Roberts, not even you, by Yahshua. Hallelujah. So he said, I'm going to make the power. I'm going to renew this thing in Israel. I've given them laws and statutes. And they look at them and they have no power. And they fall back to the wayward ways of sinfulness and their wicked practices. He said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to put it in the inward parts. I'm going to put it beyond his reach. It's like mama doing something and hiding it so no one knows but her. Have you ever hid money and put it back? Sure you have, whether it's $10, $100. And every now and then you guard that, don't you? Do you not protect that? Do you not go every now and then check on it and make sure it's there? Sure you do. It's the same $100 you counted 3 months ago. It's still there. Began to smell a little musty. You got it packed away somewhere. But you guard that, don't you? And you put it in a place where by the thieves, if they break in, they're not going to find it. And the most secure place is the most open and the most simple place. That's where the thief will never look. And that's where Yah has put it. He has put it in the most simplest of places. In the lap of man of Yisrael. Hallelujah. That's where he has written it and put it. Yes, put it there. See, Shatan knows that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He knows that. And Yah says, I'm going to put it beyond the veil of that. But I'm going to write it there. So that will be a witness. You must have two or three witnesses, don't you? So that will be a witness in there. That's in the inward parts, even though when his heart condemns him, Yah's greater than his heart. He will say that there's something there that is greater than what is in there. He has put something, he has invested something in Israel. And these Jezebels are here today, they declare they're Israel. They're not Israel. They declare by the complexion of their skin and say America is blessed, or the ones of color suffer because they were in the diaspora. They're full of lies and full of hell. They're not suffering. They're rich. They're beyond what riches are. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to put it there in the lev, Israel. He's identifying Israel. Do you hear me? Go back to Gilead now, 14:12. Revelation 14:12. He says here, hallelujah. Gilead now, 14:12. Here is the endurance, the patient, the long-suffering. Now, he was not just talking about anybody, was he? He said, here is the patient, the endurance of the Kodesh, Israelite Kedushims. I know what it may say in some other translations, but this is the translation. You added words that, well, I just put there what should be there. This is the endurance, the power to persevere and to press of the people of Yah, the Israelites Kedushims, who? Here are they that, again, that word, Shama, Shama, Shama. That keep what? The what? The mitzvah, the commandments of Yahweh. And they have the what? The Emunah of who? David Roberts? A Christopher Honeycutt? Charles Bradfield? Wendy Bradfield? They have the Emunah of Yahshua HaMashiach. His identity of the house and the true Kedushims of Omar Yah, those that are birthed by the power and the true seed of the Israelites. Who are the true Israelites? Hallelujah. They are they that have patience. They keep the mitzvah. They keep the commandments. This Jezebel spirit today that say they keep the commandments. And they allow every kind of vile thing in there. They're liars. The Torah, the statutes of Yah teaches us everything. The women how to dress and the men how to dress. Not to dress like a whore. Wearing pants like some Jezebel dog. It's not of Yahweh. It's vile and it's filthy. As much as it is for man to wear a dress and to look effeminate like a woman. He means for us to look like men. That's why he formed our bodies the way he did. Made us the way he did. He doesn't want us to look effeminate and soft and punkish. You political right-headedness. You that want things that are politically correct. We're not punks. We're not fags. Hallelujah. The people of Yah have no Jezebel spirit. Can't be. They don't pursue the world. They don't pursue whoredom. And whatever the spirit is, they seek after Yah. They seek to please Yah. And this bohemian that has arisen, tell me that this religious whore, it teaches them to seek everything but Yah, doesn't it? Seek riches. Seek land and houses. To promote yourself, I'm blessed. You are not blessed, you fool. When Yah baraks a man, he's full of the shalom and the happiness of Yah. He has Torah in his lap. When a man is baraked of Yah, he has the shalom. He has the happiness. He has the restfulness. He has the comfort of Yah. He has the sureness of Yah. Not some kind of damned of blocks and bricks and some kind of tin mobile. That is not the blessings of Yah. That is the bondage of the world. This is the deceivingness of darkness that you're bound by. That you labor for those things. I want to labor for Yah. All that I have belongs to Him. And I possess nothing. I possess nothing. Nothing but my being. And I offer that unto Him. In the presentation of Yahshua the Lamb. He humbled Himself. He died. He was impaled on that stake for us. So I impale my flesh daily. I destroy the will of it. I destroy everything about it that rejects Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here is our assurance. Know you in your endurance or your patience possess ye your soul? Don't you know your patience? There is where your welfare rests. So these are those that have the endurance. They endure as a faithful warrior. As a gather, a man of strength, a woman of value, that understands her place in the beauty of her place, did not rise up against the established law of Yah. I want to tell all your wives and all your husbands, man, if you allow any other spirit in your home except the headship of HaMashiach, you are less than a coward. You do not have the spirit of Yah. And woman, if you allow the Jezebel spirit to rise up against the Torah of the head, which is HaMashiach, then you are a vile serpent of hell. I don't take it back. You're not a wife. You're not that. You're a loose thing. HaMashiach did not allow his authority, his place and position, and his abah to be compromised because of emotions, did he? And man, you don't allow that. For the strength of your home is based upon the power of your headship. Hallelujah. And woman, you have no beauty unless you understand the beauty of your headship. You rise up against that. You're not even a Jezebel. There's no expression for you. You're a worthless piece of trash. And man, you're not even a piece of trash. You're not even a coward. That's not even an expression of what you are. You're less than that. Well, you denounce and be partial to HaMashiach for some kind of physical form or some kind of little devious thing that has arisen because you compromise the Torah of Yah to make sure that everyone is satisfied. You're not even a man. You're not even a coward. Coward doesn't even express you. You stand on the strength of Yah. And that strength is Yahshua. Did he please you on all things? Yes. You please him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what this thing that we call the quote church unquote. That's what it has done. It is a rebellious thing. Because those that call themselves of the tribe of Levi, they have been partial to the Torah. Well, it doesn't mean all that. You don't have to do all that. And what has arisen out of this bohemian is a cabalculation of just trash and hellishness. Everyone is going about establishing their own filthy righteousness. Are they not? They're not established that way. And there's only one way that leads unto the life of Yah. And that is the Torah way. No other way. Hallelujah. Now go back to Shemoth. I want you to hear this now. Shemoth, Exodus 15:26. I want to show you what is right in the sight of Yah. And what please Him. Now this scripture must tell us what please Yah. Must it not? So don't we want to know? I understand this is an elementary area message because we're elementary. What pleases Yah? Shemoth 15 and verse 26. Shemoth 15:26. Yah says, as He spoke unto His manservant, and said, if you will diligently to become captivated by it, to be still, listen to the voice of Yahweh your Abba. You'll hear this. I will do that which is right. We must establish what is right in His sight. Don't you want that? Do you all hear me? All the ways of a man, they are right. They are pure in his own sight. Are they not? But Yah ponders, He weighs the balance of a man. There's a way that seems right unto man. But the end of that way. And that way is a way that refused Torah. It seems right, doesn't it? Is this not what this Bohemoth, this Jezebel teach? You reject Torah, you deny it. The Shabbat is not a way with their land dogs. I will not even go to a whorehouse. I can see. If a man has the inspiration to know, Yah sends me there to help him. But to submit myself unto that damnable, vile trash, with what I know what's in me, I would be less than a fool. I could never regress. I could never compromise Yah with some paganism or some pagan form. Because when you hear the truth, harden not your heart as in the days of provocation that they provoke Yahweh. I don't compromise this. And the more He teaches me, the more bolder I become. Not fearful of man. Don't need no money. We got Hamashiach. And Yah, the wealth, cattle upon a thousand hill, the earth, fullness thereof belong to Him. If He was hungry, what could you feed Him? Nothing. So I will wait on Him. I will endure afflictions as a faithful warrior. Because if I do that, I'm going to reign with Hamashiach. Again, He says in Shemoth 15:26, and He said, if you will diligently listen to the voice of Yah, your Abba, and will do that which is right in His sight. What is right, Yah? He must tell us what is right. What is Sadiq? What is righteous? What is Sadiq? And give ear to His mizvah, and shema, or keep some of His partial. He said, all of His statutes, His chukim, all of His statutes. He said, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon Misraim. He said, I am Yahweh Rapha. I am Yahweh that heal. Do you understand that? If you do that which is pleasing, what pleases Him? We must understand He cannot speak a word like that and say, please me. What pleases you? You husbands, you wives, you don't know what pleases your wife? You don't know what kind of sensual activities to please your wife. You don't know what kind of communication please your wife. Wife, you don't know what please your husband. If you know something is wrong with you. So He tells us what pleases him. To keep His statutes. To walk in His mitzvah. To obey His Torah. That's what pleases Yah. And yet this is a generation that says it pleases Yah, doesn't it? And yet they do not keep what He commands them to do.